At Phipps Price's barn and training facility in Sonoma, a recently adopted gray and white speckled wild Mustang is brought into a closed-off round pen. Over a dozen horsemen and women watch from a few feet away as a trainer walks in.
Good boy. Let's go. So he's getting anxious because he...
My name is Cristobal Scarpati. What I do is Doma India.
Doma India is the horse training school Scarpati co-founded with his father in Argentina about 25 years ago. It uses traditional horse taming methods passed down from native Argentinian Indians, who were known for having incredibly disciplined horses. Inside the round pen, Scarpati shows the horse a rope before using it to make him trot in a circle.
Can you see that? I'm explaining to him there is nothing to be scared about this.
Scarpati says what separates Doma India from other training methods is sensitivity.
It's more about how you feel the horse, how do you think about them, and the communication is more fluent.
And there's a lot more physical contact with this way of training a horse, too. Scarpati moves his hands across the bodies of the horses, hangs on its neck and back, and pulls on their tails. He describes it as a dance.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful because you are involved in a dance with the horse. The horse doesn't understand clearly what is happening, but you can feel how they are trying to understand and they are trying to get in the game.
During the demo, Scarpati responds to movements from the horse. He says it's important to be patient and understanding while the horse is learning. One thing Scarpati says he's learned from horses is that they often mirror the attitudes of humans.
There's nothing more clear than a horse telling you you are crazy, you are frustrated, you are angry, you're sad. So they know how to reflect your soul.
Scarpati was born into a horse training family in Argentina. He says while his mother was in labor with him, his father was busy taking care of a horse.
From the first day of my life, I share the attention of my parents with my older brother, who was a horse.
As he was growing up, Scarpati didn't think he would make horse training his career. But over time, word got out about the peculiar way he and his father communicated with horses. And eventually, people across South America started to pay to have them work with temperamental horses. Scarpati says his father saw it as a calling to shift the way we think about horses and their personality.
So he told me a day, I can remember perfectly, son, we will change the story of the horses.
Now he and his father, who Scarpati calls the master of the Doma India technique, receive invitations to work with horses all across the world. He says he's grateful to do it.
My way to say thank you is stay with them and show to the people there is a way to do something very nice with horses, just using your feelings and your soul and nothing else.
Good boy.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.